At Scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scotts Turf Builder lawn food this weekend. Feed your lawn! Feed it!
Good morning, 903 in the KSL 24-hour news center. Breaking news this hour, shots were fired, a man is dead and a suspect is being sought this morning. The homicide victim is 19-year-old Sione Fakatofafita of West Valley City. Shots were fired around 1:30 a.m. at 1680 South Redwood Road. The dead man was found on the north side of a Maverick store. Salt Lake Fire personnel pronounced the victim dead on the scene. Witnesses reported a suspect running from the scene and he was almost hit by a car. The suspect is described as a male Polynesian wearing a black hoodie over a white t-shirt and dark jeans. If you have any information or can give Salt Lake City Police any idea of who the suspect might be, please contact them. A massive cleanup of the landslide at the bottom of Kennecott's Bingham Canyon mine may leave a number of miners idle for quite some time. Kennecott miners are not allowed to return to work until it's safe to do so. United Steelworkers of America International Representative Wayne Holland says safety first.
Thousands of people at jobs at stake here, and we want to make sure that they can get back to work, but not unless they can do it without their lives being in jeopardy.
The Mine Safety and Health Administration has stopped operations at Bingham Canyon for the time being over concerns about more possible slides. Missing drugs, money, and mishandling of evidence are among charges alleged against the West Valley Police Department's narcotics unit. This according to an internal investigation by city officials. Salt Lake District Attorney Sim Gill says justice may never be served in some cases, and criminal suspects may walk free.
There are people out there who may not find the measure of justice that they deserve because we may end up having to dismiss some cases.
The findings have been turned over to the FBI. Two officers in the narcotics unit were involved in the November shooting of Danielle Willard and remain on administrative leave. Coming up on KSL News Radio, nice now, but April snow later. We'll check your KSL forecast. KSL News Time, 9:06.
Get emergency traffic even earlier. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Now starting at 3 on KSL News Radio.
NutriMulch reminds you that the First Amendment to your soil's constitution should always be NutriMulch. You see, without this important amendment, you would never get to the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms full of produce away from your garden to protect your family's security. NutriMulch gives us all the freedom from progressive soil deterioration. NutriMulch gives us the freedom to use less water. NutriMulch provides freedom to be more productive. E Pluribus NutriMulch. NutriMulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com. Old MacDonald had some ground with NutriMulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with NutriMulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with NutriMulch. NutriMulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com.
When danger lurks around every corner and on every highway, there's one team of roadside superheroes you can count on. AAA Utah. Join today and AAA Utah will also give you two tickets to an exclusive premiere of the latest superhero blockbuster. Become a member of AAA Utah and you'll feel like you have your own personal team of superheroes. Annual memberships start at just $57 and your coverage follows you everywhere you go, even when you're just a passenger. Whether it's a flat tire, dead battery, or empty fuel tank, our emergency roadside service team will come to your rescue. We'll even open the door if you lock your keys inside. Just call 888-973-8196 with the 2TIX promo code, visit AAA.com/Utah, or visit your local AAA branch to join today. Offer valid through April 30th while supplies last. One pair of tickets per membership purchased. Various conditions and restrictions apply to all AAA membership benefits. Visit AAA.com for details.
A groundbreaking new show brings the web to your car at broadband speed. The Browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. An overturned propane tank on 7800 South at 19th West causing slowdowns. Lifelight was brought in. Apparently no other vehicles were involved in the propane. Did not catch fire. Wasatch Front weather, some nighttime showers, a possibility today, 65. Maybe even some snow by Sunday night as temperatures cool down, 65 today. Tomorrow, only 49. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. In downtown Salt Lake City at Triad Center, it's 56 degrees at 9:08. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey,
hey,
hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Greenhouse, live today at the Riverton Home Depot, 134 South, just off of Bangor Highway. But this is just one of many Home Depots where Container Fest continues today. And we'll tell you more about Container Fest and all of the great deals that are going on that are going to save you money and help bring a little color to your neighborhood. Going on today here from 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's important that you remember all of the activities will go until 2 this afternoon. Tim Hughes and horticulturist from Utah State University, Tom Bettis. A little nippy today, although the temperature says it's warm, but that breeze is a little cold.
I wonder if it's just because we're right near the point of the mountain and we've got that wind coming out of the little bit of the canyon there that was getting us, but it is a little bit nippy.
Yeah. Good day, though, to get your pots out. If you want to bring your container in, they, of course, will give you the free soil, the free Scott soil for that, and then help you get it planted and decorated the way you want it. I thought what we'd do this hour, and I think it was last year at this event that we had these two guys with us from Bonneville Sprinkler. Jake and Darren are back with us. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too.
Thanks for having us.
This time of year, Ton, everybody's thinking about, if they haven't already, getting their sprinkler systems up and running, and sometimes there's some surprises that...
Last year I had one. I activated my system, and I had a 30-foot geyser coming off my main line, so it is a good time of year to really start investigating things before you have to irrigate your grass.
Well, and Jake has witnessed in my backyard on the north side one year, I had a floating lawn area that... bubbled up, and you could go over and, you know, almost bounce on it, I think.
Looked like a waterbed.
Yeah, exactly. So that happens from time to time, and you guys have already been out for a couple of weeks, I think, getting people up and running for the new season, haven't you?
We have been out running around furiously, turning our customer systems on, and, working like crazy.
What are the things that you are telling people this time of year to do if they're going to turn their own sprinklers on and don't have someone like Bonneville Sprinkling to come out and, you know, actually check everything out for them? What are the important things for them to be checking and double-checking to get the season going?
First of all, you turn on the sop and waste or whatever valve you have to turn on the water to the sprinkling system. Make sure it's on all the way. Those stop and waste, if it's not on all the way or off all the way, it'll leak a little bit, so make sure it's on all the way. Go through each station, make sure everything's spraying where it needs to be, needs to spray. And then after you're done checking the system, go around the yard, make sure you don't have a floating area, like you say, you know, because, that would lead to much bigger problems at your home.
And that comes because you didn't properly put it to bed last winter, right, or last fall.
Right, that would be a mainline break, and it'd be caused by freezing.
As far as devices, getting your control systems up and ready, the piping system is one thing. The control unit itself shouldn't need a lot of maintenance once it's installed and running, should it?
No, shouldn't need too much. You just kind of want to dial it in, you know, for the seasons, you know. This time of year, obviously, you're not watering right now, but as it gets warmer, you'll want to start watering and water the right amount of time on each station and just make sure you're not overwatering areas or underwatering them and get your yard looking right.
And by the way, Jake, it's pretty easy to tell if you've got a problem because you'll turn the turn the water on to the sprinkling system, and normally it'll run for 30 seconds or a minute and shut off as it fills those pipes and seals off. If the water continues to run, then the investigation process comes, Don, where you have to run from place to place and try and determine where that water's coming.
Yeah, for me it wasn't that difficult, but I've experienced that. Over the last 4 or 5 years, I've tried to do my own sprinkler maintenance, and out digging pipe up, and it's just worth blowing that thing out in the fall so you don't have to deal with the frozen pipes the next year.
Yeah, and too late to tell anybody about, you know, putting it to bed properly. But yeah, if they did not, if they've got problems, the fix is not all that tough to do. I think it's just a little intimidating for people to do. Would you agree?
Yeah, it can be. You know, if you don't know exactly what you're looking at, you dig up, you might see two or three pipes there. You don't know which pipe it is. You have to find out which pipe it is. So it can be overwhelming sometimes.
One thing I would recommend for a homeowner to do is if they find a broken pipe, dig up enough room and give yourself enough room so you can work on it. Don't just dig up the pipe so you can see it. Give yourself some room.
And that's probably easier for you guys to do because it's not your backyard.
Right.
You haven't pampered it and worked on it for all these years to get it to look the way it does.
Right.
But you're right. I was actually guilty of that, where you take out a little square because you think that's going to be the easiest way to work on it and do the less damage to the lawn area. But you're better off to get it fixed properly and, like you said, give yourself maybe 2 or 3 feet or 4 feet where you can put a brand new piece of pipe down, PVC down in there.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be it's going to make your job a lot easier, and it's going to just help you out a ton.
So what are the tools they need if they've got a problem and need to repair it? You're going to need a PVC cutter.
PVC cutters are very important when cutting PVC.
Yeah. I've tried to do it with a hacksaw, and you need even more room to get in there to do that.
The PVC cutters are so nice. They look almost like just a pair of snips, but they ratchet down and cut your pipe, so you don't need to excavate as much area to try to cut in, and they do a straight cut. You know, coming from someone that failed wood shop, I can't cut a straight line to save my life, and the PVC pipe cutters are one of the best investments I've ever made.
Yes. And then prepare to get dirty, obviously. You're going to be dealing in mud.
Yes, you will be in mud. Get some work boots. That's recommended. And
in my in my neighborhood, when you're talking mud, you're talking clay, which then becomes a part of your boots and everything for quite a while down the road. And then prepare to get a little messed up with the glue.
Yeah, the glue gets a little bit sticky, and that takes some time to get off, but it works.
You know, the good news is that repairs, if you do come out of winter and you've got problems, repairs on a sprinkling system, really not that bad, cost-wise for materials.
It's not too bad. You know, if it's installed right and it's put to bed right, you shouldn't have to deal with anything like that. So, but yeah, any kind of repair on your house is an issue, and make it as easy as possible as you can.
Yeah, and of course, the reason I bring these guys in from Bonneville Sprinkling is they've bailed me out of some messes before, and the easiest way is to hire some professionals who come in, know exactly what they're looking at, do snip, put a little glue, put a, you know, an elbow here, an elbow there, and a new piece of PVC, and they're on their way. And you don't have to get your hands and feet dirty. That's the best part of all of that. You also, though, offer a service, do you not, that is sort of year-round?
Yeah, when we install a sprinkling system, we offer our customers a 2-year winterization and spring turn-on. And then if they want to continue the service with us, we winterize it and then warranty this system for over the winter and then go back and turn it on in the spring. And if anything's broken at all, we just go ahead and fix it for free.
Yeah, that's a great deal. So Bonneville Sprinkling, is there a number they can call if they want to get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's 801-561-8800, and feel free to call us anytime for an estimate. We give free estimates on new or existing yards, redesigns, you know, anything that deals with a sprinkling system, or if you're interested in lawn care, you know, your weekly mowing and edging and stuff like that, we do that as well.
Okay. Ton, it's amazing during the season how many phone calls we'll get from people who have a specific problem in a lawn area, usually, that they think they've got a disease or they've got, a grub or something else, and it turns out that the sprinkler head just was not positioned properly or got knocked out of position something.
Exactly. Last year, I had someone fairly close to me that had literally spent hundreds of dollars on fertilizers and remedies and aerating. I went and looked at his lawn, and he had two clogged sprinkler heads, and what would have been a $25 fix, it's cost all this money just because things weren't properly investigated.
Yeah, and so I know if somebody brings you guys on, you do that for them, but that's probably one of the big suggestions is many people will put a timer on so it sprinkles late or it sprinkles very early while they're either watching TV or asleep.
Right.
And so they never know where never that know, water's yeah. going. And you need to, particularly at the beginning and the end of a season, you need to go out there and actually see where that water's going.
Yep. The eyeball test is the best way to check it, making sure it's spraying in the right direction and save yourself a lot of time and grief in your yard.
All right. We thank these guys for coming by. Matter of fact, you're going to hang out with us, I think, just in case somebody's got a question about irrigation, sprinkling systems, whatever. We'll see if the guys from Bonneville can actually answer those questions for you. We'll take our break here. I see that hopefully Mark, Golden, Angie, Nancy, and Tyler are all still on the line, but we'll do a head count here. And we'll get to your phone calls coming up next on the KSL Greenhouse Container Fest going on today at Riverton Home Depot, 134 South and Bangor, but also happening at all Home Depot locations until 2 this afternoon.
Attention anyone 55 and older, including Medicare recipients. Do you or someone you know suffer from arthritis pain or wake up with stiff, sore knees? Do your knees hurt when you go up and down stairs, and are you unable to enjoy activities you've always loved to do? Have you been told or feel like knee replacement surgery is in your future and you're tired of living with the pain? If so, there's good news for you. You could be a candidate for non-surgical FDA-approved knee rehabilitation program that works and will help you. Their safe and effective treatment can help you live a normal, healthy, and active lifestyle again and start enjoying the things you love. Call to find out more about improving your life. Call Maplewood Medical Group at 801-268-2929 for the location nearest you. That's 801-268-2929. Or you can find them on the web at maplewoodmedical.com. Get out of pain and start enjoying your life again. Call now. Maplewood Medical Group, 801-268-2929.
Yours is no ordinary love. Show it with an extraordinary ring. The wedding experts at your Fred Meyer Jewelers can help you choose the perfect expression of the way you feel. Or they can help you create a ring that will be as unique as your love story. Find us in Smith's Marketplace stores and major malls. Fred Meyer Jewelers, the Diamond Bridal Store.
Hi, Jamie Dury here for Proven Winners. Did you know that for 20 years, the folks at Proven Winners believe a better garden starts with a better plant? It's simple. Proven Winners plants live and bloom longer, so they're more beautiful, and they'll stand up to just about anything your Salt Lake City weather can throw at them. You can't miss them in their white-branded Proven Winners containers. It's your assurance of quality plants. Find Proven Winners at your local independent garden centres and the Home Depot. Better gardens start with Proven Winners.
Sure have seen a lot of people out doing that first mowing of the season, and that's a good reminder that it's time. And I mean, time is running out, actually, to get your pre-emergent done. If you want to get that pre-emergent to help keep the crabgrass and everything else you don't want in your lawn this year, this is the weekend to do it. South Fork Hardware is the place to buy it. A couple of weeks ago, my buddy Cam at South Fork ran a deal on pre-emergent and ran out. He sold out at their 13 stores, and I know firsthand because I went to buy some. He's got another shipment in this weekend of the large bag of Scott's pre-emergent at the absolute lowest price,
50-pound bags, get this, $39. 50-pound bags at $39. So get it today. Put it down today or tomorrow. Mother Nature's going to help water it in on Monday. It's a perfect scenario. Remember, South Fork Hardware has 13 locations, and there's got to be one near you. And if you don't have a spreader, they've got that too. So stop by South Fork Hardware, your local lawn and garden experts.
The KSL Greenhouse. Become a master gardener, or at least make your neighbors jealous with KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse, live today at the Riverton Home Depot, 134 South and Bangor Highway. Brian Lloyd is with us, and we'll talk more before we get to news on the half hour. But what is this flower tower you're talking about?
It's right here in front of you, Tim.
They're building it.
Home Depot's project of the year. If you want a vertical vertical flower display, this is a tower in a pot filled with flowers. And you can't get more color than that.
And you're going to give one of those away? Or
no, we're going to teach you how to build them at every Home Depot today. You can go online and get instructions. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, yeah, you can come into any Home Depot and buy the materials, and we're going to teach you how to build those here coming up.
All right, so we'll talk about that, and we'll also tell you how you, once you get your container planted, how to keep it looking beautiful with, you know, the right fertilizer and water, and so we'll do that after we take a couple of calls here. Mark, are you still with us in Kaysville? If so, go ahead with your question. Are you there, Mark? If not, let's go to... Yeah, let's go to Golden in West Jordan. Golden, go ahead. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How you been?
I've been doing all right. We still got starting to eat ripe tomatoes already off of the Glacier tomatoes in December. So just let people...
But you've had those. You've probably had those for a while, haven't you?
I sure have, yes. But this is the time of the year that Bart Anderson and myself teaches the grafting class. And we're getting ready to teach that next weekend, which is on the 20th at 10 o'clock at my place. And we'll have Scion wood for about 14 or 15 different varieties of apples and some pears also that they can graft onto their apple trees. And that works pretty good. And so if anybody wants to take that class, they're sure welcome to come. There's no charge, and there's no charge for the Scion wood. And that's being held on the the northeast corner of 7320 South, 2700 West. So if anybody wants to come and take that class, they're sure welcome to come. I know they're not...
7320 South and... And what, 27th West?
2700 West, yes. Now, they apparently did not teach one down in Utah County this year. Last year, I collected the Scion wood for Larry when he taught the class down there. And they had a number
right.
of people that wanted to take that class down there this year, but they didn't offer it. But we are offering that class again. We've been doing this for about 10 or 12 years. And when they come to my place, they can see the proper place to put them on the trees and the improper places to put them on the trees and how to the mechanics of how to do it.
Well, and one of the things we always talk about when it comes to grafting is it's not the kind of thing you can talk somebody through on the radio. It's better if they actually go out and participate in it. But tell me how many people you can actually handle, because you might be taking on more than you bargained for here.
Well, normally when we've got it out, and last year when we talked to you, we got two or three people that come from the radio program, and the rest were from other places. But we can handle about 20 people, 15 or 20 people. But if they come, they'll see the mechanics of how to do it. And then it'll give them an idea. And some years we've had people that have gone and done some grafting, and they've had good success. And maybe only one out of one graft worked, but they know what happened and they can rectify it the following year.
Yeah. All right, Golden, good to hear from you. Here's the address again, 7320 South, 2700 West. I don't know if you dare give your number out to...
they look it up in the telephone book. It's under W. Golden Reeves.
All right. But, again, that's happening when and what time exactly?
That's happening at 10 o'clock on the 20th, and that's on the northeast corner of that intersection. They can't miss it.
All right, Golden, always great to hear from you. Thanks for letting us know that, because we have had a lot of calls and questions about grafting classes. All right, I want to take a minute here with Brian and talk about Container Fest that's continuing today. Whether you bring your own pot in or whether you buy one at your Home Depot, they're going to provide the Scott soil for free and then help you decorate that pot or planter beautifully for you. But then the question is, how do you keep it looking that way? And that's been my challenge in the past. And I know I mentioned this last year, Brian, but I guess I was surprised the first year we did it that they required so much water. And and you don't realize you need to be watering them every day.
Yes, in our climate, it's a kind of a daily thing, depending on the soil volume of the pot. But we promote this Container Fest early in the season for a good reason. You know, we know we're going to still get some frost coming up. It's even in the forecast, I think, for the next few days.
Yeah.
You put it in your container, and then they're mobile. You can move it into your garage if you need to protect it from those cold nights and still have the color out there on the nice days.
But in the heat of the summer, you need to be watering those things every day.
In the heat of the summer, it's a daily thing. This time of year, you've got to kind of test the soil. It may only be every 3 or 4 days, depending on if it gets a little rainfall, depending on how warm the temperatures are. But, you know, watch the soil, but here pretty quick, it becomes a daily occurrence, and sometimes twice a day.
I know when they're in the nursery, they're fed fertilizer almost every watering, too, aren't
they? We feed them every watering a very low dose, and you can do that at home, mimic that at home, but we recommend that you fertilize all containers at least once a week. If you can get to it, it's going to make them perform that much better. Once a week at the recommended rate on a Miracle-Gro or a Vigoro-type fertilizer will do great for them.
Does an Osmocote do the job? Can you put that in and then do it less frequently?
It'll help kind of even out that nutrient level over time, but we still recommend that, yes, you can fertilize a little less frequently if you have the Osmocote. Osmocote's a slow-release fertilizer. Over a three-month period, it slowly feeds. But we're watering these things so often that we wash any nutrients out every single time we water.
Yeah. And you want to make sure they're well-drained, too, is the other thing.
Exactly. Yeah, make sure you've got drain holes in the bottom of whatever planter you're putting them in.
Tell me about this flower tower now.
So at Home Depot, there's a project this year. There's a video online that you can learn how to build a flower tower. This is a vertical garden in a pot. And so you can get 3 feet tall of flowers. There's just a ton of colors. If you'll go online to YouTube and search for flower tower, it's the first thing that comes up. Home Depot's got instructions on how to build this, and you can see what it looks like firsthand when it's all finished and ready to go. We've got one that we just started here at Riverton Home Depot. They've got the materials at every Home Depot, and you can build these for yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, and we'll be doing that at a Home Depot near you for Container Fest. Goes on till 2 o'clock this afternoon. We are broadcasting live today at 134 South in Bangor. We hope you come see us at the Riverton Home Depot.
Who would you have die in a car crash?
Your neighbor?
Your friend? Your brother or sister?
Your spouse?
Your child? Fact is, any death on Utah's roads is one death too many.
That's why KSL News has teamed up
with UDOT's Zero Fatalities program
to drive home information that you need
to help you,
your friends, your family
come home safely every time.
Join us
on the road to zero fatalities.
Only from KSL News.
Good morning, it's 9:31 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Breaking news this hour out of Salt Lake City. Shots were fired, a man is dead, and a suspect is being sought this morning. Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Carl Marino says they received reports of shots being fired at about 1:15 a.m.
When officers arrived, they found a victim on the north side of the road. He had been shot once.
We've identified that victim as Sione Fakatufafita of West Valley City. Witnesses reported seeing the suspect run east across Redwood Road. He was almost hit by a car. We'd like to speak to the driver of that car.
The suspect is described as a male Polynesian wearing a black hoodie over a white T-shirt and dark jeans. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Beijing today meeting with China's foreign minister. The U.S. is pressuring China to lean on North Korea's leadership to pull back on threats to launch a missile test in coming days. Koreans on both sides of the peninsula are striving for normalcy amid the growing tension.
Despite the possibility of war, no real fear on the streets in either country. In the north, a flower exhibit honoring Monday's 101st birthday of the nation's founder, Kim Il-sung. Here in Seoul, the superstar Psy got the stadium packed, a welcome release, his new album.
That's ABC's Bob Woodruff in Seoul, South Korea. The mother of a six-year-old Newtown, Connecticut shooting victim choked back tears as she pleaded for action on gun violence. Francine Wheeler spoke in behalf of President Obama to deliver his weekly media message today. The Republican address focuses on the budget. Coming up on KSL News Radio, maybe a little moisture on our way. We'll have KSL forecast coming up. KSL News Time, 9:33.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
When scouting tries to re-navigate, it takes a while.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Get with the program this year, IFA's four-step fertilizer program. Now is the time to apply IFA Step 1 Crabgrass and Spurge Preventer with fertilizer for a gorgeous lawn this year. Step 1 is a pre-emergent weed control application that prevents the germination of new weeds and fertilizes your lawn in one easy application. For a limited time only, when you purchase all four steps of IFA's four-step fertilizer program, you'll receive your choice of three lawn and garden products valued up to $22.99, absolutely free. We have almost 90 years of experience growing beautiful lawns in the Mountain West. Come ask our lawn and garden experts all your toughest questions today and let us help you have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. After all, you're only four steps away from a picture-perfect lawn. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Doug Smith Kia brings you triple play pricing. On a 2013 Soul, your $1,000 down payment becomes $3,000 for a special Doug Smith price of just $12,319. Or for a 2013 Optima LX, your $1,500 down payment becomes $4,500. And that's with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. At Utah's number one Kia dealer, Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 and American Fork. See dealer for details.
Hey, no.
Doug Smith Kia's triple play pricing means your $1,000 down payment on a 2014 Sorento LX becomes $3,000. On a 2013 Forte EX, your $1,250 down payment becomes $3,750, giving you a special Doug Smith price of only $15,349. And that's with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. At Doug Smith Kia, exit 278 and American Fork. See dealer for details.
Hey, Doug.
The browser.
Everything in the trailer has to make the movie. And why take out the big explosion?
Yeah, because usually everything that is the best of the movie is right in the trailer.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Good job on the roads today. Pretty nice weather so far. It's warm. It'll be up to 65 before the day's out, 36 tonight, then some showers moving in. Tomorrow's high, with the cooler air, only 49, maybe some snow showers overnight Sunday and into Monday. No real accumulations. Attend the free Safe Kids Day Fair Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 3 at the Weber County Fairgrounds in Ogden. Learn more at WeberMorganHealth.org. 56 degrees at 9:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
And welcome back to the Greenhouse. Nice to have you listening on this Saturday. And it's fun for us to be out and about. That must mean it's spring. We're at the Riverton Home Depot, 134 South, just off of Bangor Highway. Tim Hughes, Tom Bettis, and also joined by Brian Lloyd from Olson's Greenhouse. But we want to get back to the phone calls. Nancy, on the line in Sandy, if you're still with us, we appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm actually calling about my daughter's house in Riverton. She has a beautiful, beautiful yard, except her flower beds are so thick with morning glory, and we have poisoned and poisoned and poisoned, and it won't go away.
The morning glory isn't easily killed, and so there's a few things you can do on when you treat that. The timing is critical. And so is it primarily in the lawn or gardens, or where is it at?
It's in the gardens and all down the waterfall.
In the gardens and all down the waterfall. So it's mixed in with other plants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the primary time to treat the morning glory is actually in late summer to early fall, around late September to early August. Late September to early October. And what you're going to have to do in those areas where it's mixed in with other plants, because if you put a poison down, it'll potentially kill whatever you spray it on, is you're going to have to gather those vines the best you can and either spray them alone or paint them with a mix of Roundup and lawn weed killer. And then you can actually put those vines in a bag and seal it up and let them sit there with that wet poison on there. Just let them absorb and absorb. And then that'll knock them back quite a bit for the next year, but you're never going to totally get rid of the morning glory. In the lawn areas, you can go ahead and spray a lawn weed killer in the fall. And if you can find one during that time of year, there's actually lawn weed killers that have the crabgrass control in there. If you can find lawn weed killer with crabgrass control, that actually will be a little more effective than a lot of other products for your lawn.
It doesn't have it in the lawn, it's just in the gardens.
Okay. So that's going to be your option, is teasing it out from the other plants. And is it in the vegetable areas?
No,
you may have to end your
vegetables.
Harvest just a bit early to go ahead and spray that out. And you'd in the vegetable areas, if you have...
Yeah, we don't have vegetables.
So it's just flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, just tease it out the best you can.
Okay. I was hoping there was some miracle cure for it.
Well, the miracles that would work for it will also kill everything else, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, okay, then one other question. Her garden soil is really full of clay. I mean, we have put all kinds of mulches and nutrients and all kinds of stuff in it, and it's just so clay-filled. Is there anything we can do to help that?
Keep adding the compost in. You want 3 inches in the spring, incorporated into the soil about 6 inches deep, and you can actually do that again in the fall. But if you have a heavy clay soil, it can take 5 or 6 years of that before you really start to get it broken up and really amenable to growing plants. Now, if things are surviving okay in it, although it's clay, it's not as terrible as you might think, but I know those clay soils can be difficult to deal with.
Now, someone told me to put sand in it. Is that a good idea or not?
If you want to make adobe or cement, that's a great thing to do.
Okay.
So, otherwise, don't do it.
Okay.
You know what? You want any type of coarse organic matter. At the Home Depot's where we're at today, you can buy a clay buster product, it's called, and that's just a coarse organic matter. Things like sawdust will help break that up over time. But as much, like Ton said, any organic matter that you can add, it just takes persistence to get that to good soil.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Nancy, thanks. Yeah, anytime you're talking morning glory, it's a problem. And it's a war. You're going to have a lot of battles along the way, but it is definitely a war that's going to have to be waged for a long time. Tyler, hopefully still with us in Logan. Are you there, Tyler? Hello, Tyler. All right. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, let us know where you're calling from, and welcome into the greenhouse.
I'm calling from Layton. My question is, I had some hostas planted last year in my yard, and I'm not seeing anything at all this year. Nothing green is popping up where other plants that were put in at the same time, who knows, come up. So I'm afraid that I've lost them. And just wondering if that's probably the case, or if, in fact, it just takes them longer to come up in the spring.
Give them a couple of weeks to start to pop out of the ground, because if it was every one of them and they're spaced out across the yard, it'd be highly unlikely for just every one of those to die and not the other plants. And so I suspect it's still just been a little chilly, and that you're going to have to wait a little bit of, you know, for another week to two before they really start to pop. Brian, did you have anything to add on that one?
Yeah, the hostas in my yard haven't come up yet, but I actually dug down a little bit on one of them just to make sure they were still alive. You can see that green growth just an inch under the soil if you know right where they were, and you can just make sure that way. But be patient. A couple more weeks on hostas. Even some of the ones in the greenhouse that we've planted from bare roots haven't come up yet, so they're close.
On the north side of the house, and they're in the shadier area, so, you know, they're not getting what everything else is getting yet, but...
Yeah, that's another reason that soil temperature on that north side of the house is a lot lower. It takes the warm soil to get those things emerged.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Thank you very much.
All right, Kathy, thanks. Yeah, and I think most of our plants are confused just like we are. One day you've got 75 degrees, and the next day it's in the 40s, and... It's
that crazy time of year, and hopefully over the next few weeks it mellows out a little bit and we stay warm.
Yeah. All right, Joyce, you're next in Syracuse if you're still with us. Hi there. All right, Sam then, I guess, is next in line in Harriman. Hi, Sam.
How you doing?
Good.
I've got a question about some pine trees. I think they're the blue spruce. And it seems like the needles on them are brown on the outside. Yeah, the inside of the tree is green.
Is it just on one side of the tree that they're brown, or all around?
It's all the way around the tree.
Okay. Did you have a lot of snow cover this year?
Probably average.
Average snow cover. If you have the whole tree browning out on the tips, a lot of times that's due to a lack of water at some point during the winter. If it was just a portion of the tree, it may indicate a disease or wind scorch, but where it's the entire thing, that usually tells you that something's gone wrong in the soil with water uptake, that at whatever point, it might have just been for a week or two, that the tree didn't have enough water and those leaf tips scorched. Did you do any late summer pruning or anything, or shearing on the tree?
Nothing like that. Some of the Austrian pines are doing fine. But it's more of the other kinds that are struggling.
And there were no signs of this going into winter?
I'm trying to think. It didn't seem like it, but there might have been just a little bit of browning.
The Colorado spruce are a little bit more wimpy than what the Austrian pines are. And so if you are going to see scorch on a conifer, you'll usually see it on the spruce first before you would on those Austrian pines, from my experience. Are you sure that they're Colorado spruce and maybe not Blue Atlas cedar?
They could be. I'm not positive.
If they are Blue Atlas cedar, they commonly scorch and oftentimes re-needle. About all you can do at this point is just watch those tips for new growth. And if you get the new growth on there, then the tree should come out of it just fine.
Okay. Do I need to do anything for watering it heavily? Or
don't drown it. Make sure the soil is moist and just be patient.
pretty much the time.
Excuse me?
So it's pretty much the time then?
Yes, just be patient, and that's all you can do. There's no magic fertilizer, no water scheduling, or anything that's going to bring those out of it. Just patience.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Yeah, the tough thing there is that the new growth normally would be coming out right where he's got the browning problem.
Yes. So you may see some new bud swell right at those tips and where it's going to form some new branches. And that's what you're going to watch for even right now is that bud swell, because if you get bud swell, you should be in good shape.
By the way, that noise you hear in the background is not them working on planters and containers here at Home Depot. I think they're repaving over there on Bangor Highway or something. So we've got a variety of noises in the background. But obviously, we are out of the studio today and broadcasting live at the Riverton Home Depot at 134 South and Bangor Highway. And Brian Lloyd is with us, and we're talking, of course, about Container Fest. We started this hour by talking about caring for your containers, the best performance, you know, needing to know about placement. And I learned, Brian and Ton, real early that putting my hanging baskets on the west side of the house, not a good idea. You know, if you think you need to water them and fertilize them a lot anywhere else, they really struggle on the west side of the house.
Yeah, we try and protect from that western sun if we can.
So placement, important for your plants?
It is.
In containers?
It is. Not only, you know, you want to stay away from the heat of that western sun if you can, but also you want to put the right plants in the right place. We have shade plants that need less than 3 hours of sun per day to survive and thrive. But there's a lot of sun varieties as well that need more than 6 hours of sun. Sometimes that's hard when you're putting it out on your patio. You got to pay attention.
Just want to remind everybody that Container Fest means that you can bring your own pots here. We have hanging baskets that we just recycle year after year and just put new soil in. And today you're going to be saved the cost of that soil because they will provide Scott's soil for free. Then you pick out the design you want, the flowers you want, and they'll actually help put them in the pot for you.
Exactly. If you want color in your yard, today's the day to do it. We've got some great values going on. Bacopa starts, $3 for $1, and this is at every Home Depot across the Wasatch Front.
Ton, you raised a question, too, when we were in the last break for news about making sure you have the right size pot so that you have success with this little mini flower garden.
Yes.
For the entire season.
Yes, and when you are in question, you always err on the bigger pot because those roots, as the plants grow, are going to need room. We're packing these pots full of flowers, and oftentimes we overplant a little bit to fill them in a little faster. And what happens by July, August is oftentimes those roots are competing for all the nutrients in the soil, and that just this big fight makes the planter basket collapse. The other thing that Brian mentioned was that, you know, the fertilizers, especially the Osmocote, the soil release, don't last forever, and you must keep the soil charged with those nutrients the entire season, because that's the only place that those plants get nutrients is from us, and it's just so important to do that.
And Container Fest only going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon at any Home Depot, so if there's one near you, just head that direction. That flower tower we were talking about starting to take shape over here.
We're planting it up.
And if you want to come watch that whole process or get your pots planted for the season, good time to do it. Come see us at the Riverton Home Depot. We'll be here broadcasting until 11.
Hi, this is Kirk Schneider, owner of Nate Wade Subaru. Fuel economy and safety, easily the top two things we know you're looking for in your next car purchase. With the safety of all-wheel drive or the fantastic fuel economy, you get both with the entire Subaru model lineup. And throw in our legendary no-hassle sales approach and we're confident you'll find your next car at the right price at Nate Wade Subaru. Right now you can lease a 2013 Legacy 2.5i sedan for just $185 a month for 36 months with only $1,399 due at delivery. We also have 0% financing available. Call 801-355-7571 for details. At Nate Wade Subaru, we are Utah's number one Subaru dealer in sales, parts, and service, as well as once again winner of the prestigious Subaru Stellar Care Award. At Nate Wade Subaru, it's not just great deals, it's a great place to do business.
Service comes up while prices calm down, and that makes Nate Wade Subaru the best around.
On the corner of 13 South and Main and at UtahSubaru.com.
The end is near. These are the final days to take advantage of the original free labor sale at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Incredible savings on quality carpet, plus free labor, free interest for a year OAC, and our lifetime labor guarantee. For unbeatable savings on your new carpet, it's the genuine free labor sale now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. But remember, this sale absolutely ends at close of business on Monday, April 15th. For the store nearest you, check online at ogdensflooring.com. It's almost over. The original free labor sale at Ogden's Flooring and Design must end on Monday, April 15th. This is your final chance for incredible savings on quality carpet, plus free labor, free interest for a year, OAC, and our lifetime labor guarantee. For unbeatable savings on your new carpet, it's the genuine free labor sale now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. But remember, this sale absolutely ends at the close of business on Monday, April 15th. For the store nearest you, check online at ogdensflooring.com.
There's only one place with dedicated news specialists across Utah.
Live in southern Utah, I'm out.
I'm Eastern Utah Specialist Jeff.
Northern Utah Specialist
Mike. Central Utah Specialist Sam Penroth.
One place with dedicated news specialists in education, science, and business.
New way to help Utah kids improve their math skills.
Fire burning underground in central Utah for 70 years.
Only one place with a dedicated arts and religion specialist.
I'm Carol Makita.
For storytelling you can trust, turn to your news specialists on KSL 5.
Do you want the best-tasting, most nutritional vegetables from your garden this year? Miller Companies continues their tradition providing Utah with their high-quality Blue Ribbon products with their all-organic Miller's A to Z plant food and Miller Grow Compost Tea. Miller's A to Z mix is loaded with all the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals for all your organic gardening and landscaping needs. Use it when you plant vegetables, herbs, flowers, trees, or shrubs. Continue to maintain the healthiest yard on the block with Miller's Compost Tea. This amazing product encourages healthy, lush plants and can even help revive a struggling plant while helping to rid the soil of nasty toxins. With Miller's A to Z mix and Miller Grow Compost Tea, you'll be the envy of the neighborhood with healthy plants and fewer pests. Check out all of Miller's top quality products at MillerCompaniesLC.com. You can purchase Miller's A to Z and liquid compost at Alpine Garden Nursery, Jerry's Nursery, or any independent garden center. Grow the organic way with Miller's.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
We've only got about 3 minutes in this segment, so we'll get right back to the phones here and head to Sandy. That's where Gail is on the line. Gail, welcome into the KSL Greenhouse.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions about my fruitless mulberry tree. I didn't know whether it was too late to have it trimmed. It's got a lot of twigs, dead twigs, intertwined within the tree, but the tree has got a lot of buds on it now. Is it too late to trim it?
The mulberry trees do not tolerate a lot of pruning after they're established, and so I would wait until it is leafed out and then go ahead and just prune the dead branches out then, or you could do it now. The mulberries, the pruning technique on those, you get them trained early, get the trunk up in the air about how high you want it to where it will branch out, and then you're supposed to pretty much just leave them alone. They will tolerate some minor pruning now and again, but they just don't like to be disturbed too much after they're established.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The dead wood won't matter, so you can cut that out at any time, but living wood, be really careful.
Oh. And the base of the tree, last year, the grass died out, completely died out. And I didn't know if it was the sprinklers. I watched them, and it seemed like it got enough water on them. And I dug around the sprinkler heads so just to make sure that that wasn't the problem, but it completely died out underneath it.
The mulberry trees have a very dense canopy, and oftentimes the grass will not survive under them long term.
I wondered if that was...
They're also fairly shallowly rooted, and so if you have some roots only a few inches under the ground, that might be another reason why grass would die out in certain areas.
So not to worry about it.
No, if you need to, strip the turf out under the tree. If it is dying out, just put some bark mulch or something else along those lines, and it'll actually be healthier for the tree, and you won't have to deal with dead grass.
Oh, okay. Okay, but I shouldn't disturb this tree. It's 25 years old.
a limb here or there won't hurt, but it's just that the mulberries don't tolerate heavy pruning after they're relatively mature.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to know that.
Gail, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Susan, Patrick, and Larry, hang on. We know you're there, but we need to get you up to speed. We'll start with ABC News, up to speed with the latest news. Dan Jessup also coming up in the KSL News Center. My thanks this hour to Bonneville Sprinkling for coming by, Jake and Darren. If you want to check out their services, it's BonnevilleSprinkling.com or call them at 801-561-8800. Our third and final hour of the Greenhouse live from the Riverton Home Depot is coming up.
Hey. It's me again, and I just wanted to tell you about a major event going on right now at J&J Garden Center in Layton. It's the grand opening of J&J's new garden and gift store. It's an incredible place with a huge selection of unique garden and gift items. Whether it's patio furniture, clay pots, collectibles, or the latest rage, the fairy garden, J&J Garden and Gift has something to fit all tastes and interests. And in celebration of their grand opening, J&J is offering 25% off any single regular priced item in the garden and gift store. So come in and join the celebration of the grand opening of J&J Garden Center's new garden and gift store. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You have got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
There is no need to suffer any longer from the pain and discomfort of varicose veins.
I have had varicose veins my whole life. Started having really bad pains about 2 years ago, and my legs needed to be fixed.
The doctors at Intermountain Vein Center can help.
I'm only 53 years old, and I feel like I'm 20. I mean, my husband, he just cannot believe how nice my legs look.
Call 801-379-6700 or go to ivein.com to register for our next free screening on Wednesday, April 17th from 4 to 8 p.m.
It's been just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I just fell in love with them, and I even made them homemade cinnamon rolls. They're just like family to me.
Call Intermountain Vein Center, 801-379-6700 or go to ivein.com. The next free screening is Wednesday, April 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. Intermountain Vein Center. Life starts when the pain stops.
Breaking news.
I thought of the mountain man as someone who lived off the land. This gentleman burglarized cabin.
On KSL News Radio.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutrimulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutrimulch. Putting Nutrimulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost, cheap